The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Minister for Children, Disability and Equality Norma Foley has announced a new maximum fee cap for early learning and childcare services today. This comes as the programme for government announced in January 2025 promised that childcare costs would be reduced to €200 per month over the lifetime of the government. The Minister joins us now to shed some more light on what is happening. Good evening to you, Minister. Welcome to the show. This cap,
thank
first
you,
of all, how is it going to be set? Is it going to be set blanket across the country or is it going to be set at different rates for different areas of the country? And what will it be set at?
This is blanket across the country. This is a maximum fee cap for parents who are, as you've said, paying the highest fees. So currently, we say for parents who would have their child in, we say, full-time care, that would be between 40 to 50 hours in the week. They are currently, when the subsidies are included, they're paying approximately €198 a week. Under this new fee cap, they will pay €183 per week. So that will be ultimately a saving of €600 over 10 months for these parents.
Okay, so blanket cap. So this will apply to those, therefore, who are paying the most for childcare. So this will benefit people in Dunleary more than in Leitrim, say.
Well, this is specifically, this fee cap is for those who are paying the highest fees. And obviously, you know, all parents are, you know, where they're all parents are benefiting from the National Childcare Scheme, where they're all getting either a universal subsidy or a means-tested subsidy. And just on the means-tested subsidy, I can tell you also that families of 47,000 children will benefit from increased means-tested supports, if you like, under the National Childcare Scheme. So that's also another positive that we're announcing today as well. And that will come into effect on the 1st of September.
Okay, so just to be clear for people listening who are I'd say ears are glued to the radio about what they're going to pay, this cap, this is obviously only for providers who have core funding that they're
Indeed.
Accepting from government, but this cap, what is the most anyone is going to now pay in Ireland per week for childcare?
And just in terms of the core funding, 93% of all providers are in core funding. And so for those who are paying the highest rate at present, what they're actually paying is €198 per week. That will reduce to €183 per week.
Okay, so that's the most anybody should pay for one child per week in this country now, if they are in among the 93%.
Of core funding, indeed. And just in terms of that, I also know that it is a balancing act, you know, that service providers must also be catered for. So today I'm also confirming that €480 million will be provided in core funding. And just so that people would know, core funding is, you know, the money that is provided by the state to support, we say, operational costs. And that's a €90 million increase on what was provided for last year.
Okay. It's still €183 per week. It's still a far cry from what would be the €50 per week that would, you know, in terms of the government saying they're going to have a maximum fee of €200 per month. It's still a long way off that.
Yeah, and I accept that. I absolutely accept, you know, the Programme for Government has given a commitment that there will be, over the lifetime of government, we will reach the €200. And I can say in relation to that, 25% of parents already are either on the €200 per month or less than that. So we do have a journey to go, but it's almost like a holy trinity, if you like. We must make sure that we have reduced costs for parents, but we must also ensure that, you know, the providers are being suitably supported and appropriately supported because they maintain the fee freezes and that they can operate. But equally so, we must ensure as well that the staff are being supported. Now, the state is not the employer here, but the state is, and again, I'm confirming, the state is putting €45 million on the table for the benefit of staff so that the wages, the salaries of staff can be improved. Now, that will be an independent adjudication by the Joint Labour Committee, the JLC. It's independent of the minister, but I will say the state is putting that €45 million on the table, €45 million last year as well, which is €90 million over 2 years. And how that will be spent will be a matter for the JLC, but it will be absolutely for the benefit of the workers.
Okay.
So we have to get all three elements right, if you like, to move towards the 200. Because there's no point in us having, you know, reduced costs for parents if we don't have places and if we don't have workers.
Well, I was going to ask you that because if you're capping what places can charge the parents, you're not able to cap the costs that these places have in terms of running costs. So you do squeeze these places in some instances, and we have seen many childcare providers, and we've had them on the radio with us, closing or talking about closing.
But again, I would say to you, in recognition of fee caps, okay, and fees being frozen, as it were, core funding is being introduced by the state. Core funding this year will be 90 million euro greater than the core funding that was available last year. It will be a total of 480 million euro in core funding. Okay. And I just again can say to you that 93% of all providers are actually in core funding.
Okay, and that's fair enough. And it was 390 last year in terms of 390 million. Minister, has this sort of piecemeal method of funding private childcare been weighed up against the cost of state-provided childcare? Because, like, we're paying half a billion, the guts of you're talking about this year, these kind of early years, early learning childcare providers, all of that. And we need it. We absolutely need it for families, and particularly for working families. But have you weighed up the cost of doing it in this way, as opposed to the state just sucking it up and actually providing, as many other European countries do, state-provided childcare?
Well, just on that one, I could say to you, Ciara, that for the first time, the state is stepping in this year and providing, state-led facilities. But that's strictly where there isn't a provision in a particular place or in a particular area. So for the very first time, the state this year is purchasing buildings. There will be 8 purchased this year. Next year, they will both purchase and build. But it's not, and I've always been very clear, this is to be provided alongside the current providers. We have a system that is being provided, I suppose, really for the benefit of children, but it's all a private model. So we can't just tomorrow morning just walk in and say all those private providers who are providing an excellent service, they can't all be just, in one fell swoop put to one side. That wouldn't be right. That wouldn't be appropriate. So what the state is doing, the state is saying, the providers are in place, but alongside them, where there is a need and where there's a gap in the market, the state will step in. So I think it's a realistic model that's been pursued by the state, recognising that for the fee freezes, the private providers need to be compensated. We're doing that. We need to ensure that we have staff that are appropriately supported, and therefore we put the 45 million on the table.
But is this the best value to the state? I understand that you need to support, or you're saying you need to support private enterprise that already exists, and you don't want to in one fell swoop destroy an industry. But is that the job of government? Is the job of government not to provide social services for people who need them? And this model is now costing us half a billion euros per year, but it is still in effect a private model. And is that the best value for taxpayers and the exchequer?
But again, I would say to you, Ciara, if we didn't have the private providers, we wouldn't have a service as we sit here today. And if I were to make an announcement tomorrow morning that we were to have no private providers, there would be no service in place, because the vast, vast majority of the service that's being provided, all of the service, in fact, that is provided, is being provided by a private model. Now, would we start from here? I have no idea if we were doing things all over again, but this is where we are now. And I don't actually, in fairness, want to take away from the professionalism and the expertise and the excellence of the providers that are out there at this point in time. But the state is, bit by bit, becoming the chief, and it is currently the chief, I suppose, funder, if you like, for the private providers. And in return for that, the fees for parents are being reduced. The supports are being put in place for staff in terms of supports in terms of the financial side of things, but also in terms of them gaining.
Yeah. I understand how the model works, and the government, I recognise now, is probably the biggest funder, and then parents are topping it up at what they're contributing. But at the end of the day, this is still a for-profit model, which ultimately will always cost more than a state-provided model, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, for example, I can say to you, when you talk about the state-led model, and for the very first time, I'm moving in that direction this year where there is a need, and that will be strictly a not-for-profit model as well. So we will have 8 of them in place this year, we will have more the following year, and we'll have more again the following year. So I think the state is looking at the broadest opportunity that's here to ensure that at the end of the day, the best service has been provided for children, because that's really our only obligation here and our chief obligation.
Maybe last question for you, Minister, and it's not quite your bailiwick, but it's your old bailiwick as Minister formerly for Education. Obviously, the Leaving Cert and the Junior Cert, the state examinations start today. A record number of students, 145,000 sitting the exams today. That's going to put an awful lot of pressure again this year on college places, despite the grade deflation that is ongoing. Are we going to see, do we believe, course points rise again this year as we did last year?
Look, no, it would be difficult at this point to maybe forecast that, but I do want to acknowledge the huge number of students that were taking the exams today, and of course we wish them the very best. In terms of places, I do want to acknowledge the Minister has made additional places available. He has been very conscious of that, but not only additional places in, you know, in key areas, there's also additional models of practice now in terms of, you know, new routes for, you know, traditional courses. So I think more and more has been done in this space to ensure that students have the maximum of opportunity to fulfil and to find a place on a course that suits them best. So I would be very conscious that a great body of work has been done there by Minister James Lawless to ensure that everything that needs to be in place will be in place.
Minister for Children, Disability and Equality, Norma Foley, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.